KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Welcome to Turnstiles from Radio Rethink. I'm Joel Davis with an exciting hour of music lined up for you, including sounds from Electra Lane, Bee Gees, Susanna and the Magical Orchestra, Alton Ellis and the Flames, and Batsumi. Those are just a few of the things you'll hear in this hour. Let's get it going with Loose Fur on Turnstiles.
Thank you.
From Denver, that's Devotchka, and This Place is Haunted off their album How It Ends. Electro Lane, before that, I Keep Losing Heart off Axes, and Loose Fur got this hour of Turnstiles going with Chinese Apple. You're listening to Turnstiles, where we dig through some of the deepest crates on the public airwaves. Let's keep dusting off gems. Here's the Bee Gees from Tales from the Brothers Gibb on Turnstiles.
Ain't got time, only got a dime to make a last call. Getting soaking wet and it ain't rained yet since last fall. I got myself a coach ticket on the Southern Railroad line. I don't have to worry cause I know it never leaves on time. Late last night we made love and everything was alright. You walked out the door and the only thing I saw was the hall light. I got myself a coach ticket on the Southern Railroad line. I don't have to worry cause I know one never leaves on time. Feel the same way that I do. I understood before that you couldn't take much more as I do. I got myself a coach ticket on the Southern Railroad line. I don't have to worry cause I know it never leaves on time.
From the excellent soundtrack to the excellent film Searching for the Wrong Eye Jesus, that's Cat Power doing Crossbones Style. Traffic, Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Gave, just ahead of that. And we started the set with Bee Gees, On Time. Coming up in just a minute, Susanna and the Magical Orchestra doing a magical cover as Turnstiles continues.
No, no, Stan. No, thank you. No, no, Stan. understand?
It's Turnstiles, covering as many genres, artists, and eras as we can, because we know you can handle it. It's due to the generosity of community and public radio supporters like you that we're able to bring you this eclectic mix on a daily basis. Big thanks to you. Here's Susanna and the Magical Orchestra on Turnstiles.
To sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. That light I never known. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. So don't think twice, it's all right. Just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. Thank you.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Rockin' Billy, he can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing that all over town. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Mama, mama, look at Uncle Joe. He's doing that hand jive with Sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime, said do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief, now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat when he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive, jive on TV.
Kiss and hand in hand, that's the way it all began. Soon we found the perfect plan for love. Side by side, we took a lover's walk, and word by word, we had a lover's talk. One word led to another, and then in no time we were up to ten. My heart knew it was gonna end in love. Sweet hello, my heart's aglow. We had a date, stayed out late. I walked you home, we're all alone. Seven step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed to heaven's door. And step by step, each thrill invited more. You promised faithfully, all your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love. A sweet hello, my heart's aglow. We had a date, stayed out late. I walked you home, we're all alone. Seven step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed to heaven's door. And step by step, each thrill invited more than you promised faith.
gratefully. All your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love.
Do you at any time pause, cease to think of yourself as Beatle Paul McCartney?
Yes, I try to do that quite a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Because that, the only, really the best thing about, before all of this sort of happened for us, was that you could, you know, sort of wander around and think, you know, you never be, you never have to think, you know, oh, look, why is that person looking at me? Because yeah. I'm famous or anything. Yeah. They nobody ever looked at you, you know.
Mm.
And so it was great just to sort of walk around like that. Mm. So, those times. Yes. But...
looking ahead, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I don't mind, yeah. I don't mind about it.
Yeah. And when you're not being a Beatle, what sort of things interest you most?
I like lots of things, yeah. I like music.
Yeah.
Just anyway. I like writing music. I mean, that's sort of almost even apart from the Beatles. Mind you, we record everything that we write, so...
Yeah.
But I just like... doing things like that, music.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know, you know, lots of things I want to do. Just... But I haven't got round to them yet. Mm. But I will do, you know.
You've attracted a fair amount of publicity of late by attending unusual sort of concerts and plays and things, haven't you?
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, because I don't... It's a drag that it does attract that funny kind of publicity because, you know, the only reason I'm going is not... The way people seem to think of it in the newspapers and things. I mean, in one of the newspapers, they wrote up, I went to see this fellow who's just a composer, and I'd heard some of his music, and I'd sort of... And a bit of it was electronic, you know, and it was sort of quite interesting. It sounded all new and everything.
Mm.
And I went along, and then the papers sort of wrote it up. No wonder he was there, you know. It was about electronic music, like sort of, you know... And it was a drag, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Because that's the trouble, you get put into a pigeonhole.
Now, I don't want to ask you the corny old question that you must get asked so often, that sort of when are the Beatles going to stop being Beatles or anything like that, but obviously there must come a time when the group ceases to be a group. Is there anything you want to do then? I mean, obviously you wouldn't have to do anything.
No, well, the thing is that I, like any of the others, I don't like doing nothing particularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think all of us enjoy doing something that's enjoyable, you know, that's all there is to it, and it can be anything. You know, all kinds of music, for instance, there are millions of kinds of music I haven't listened to yet, you know, but I've heard few kinds, only sort of extracts of them, really. But I suddenly realised I like them, you know, and I always thought I didn't. And it's funny, you know, just suddenly realising, yes, you think, that's quite good, you know, but I wonder why I always turned that off when it came on the radio. You know, Indian music.
Yeah.
For instance, I mean, whenever you get on an Indian channel, you know, and you're fiddling through the radio, I always used to just turn it off.
Mm.
And George got this big sort of Indian kick.
Mm.
And he's dead keen on it, you know. And we've been around to his house a couple of times, and he plays you. And so boring. No, it's good, you know.
Yeah.
And you sort of hear millions of things in it that I never realised were in it. You know, and classical music, some classical music.
Okay, you also... do from time to time visit theatre for straight plays.
Yeah.
Anything?
Well, that's the same thing again, you know, because when I was in Liverpool, I used to once or twice just go to the Liverpool Playhouse, which is a repertory there, and I wasn't very keen on it, you know. I mean, I used to just go to see if I liked going to see these plays, you know. I wasn't very keen on it. I sort of just never went again. But I went when I came out to London. I went to something which wasn't like those plays that they did in repertory. So, I don't know, you just come down and you see some great actors acting sort of a great play, you know, and you just think, wow, that is good, you know, and I was wrong to say that, you know, it's just rubbish.
But your interest in it is just sort of a personal experience and appreciation of watching other people do it.
Well, I mean...
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, for instance, interested in producing
stage
or anything, because... I don't know, I don't think I could do it, for one, you know. And I don't think I'd get enough enjoyment out of it to merit me learning how to do it.
No.
You know? But there are some things that I'd love to be able to do.
Such as?
Oh, I don't know. The whole idea of making films is good, or a good one I like. But not, I don't mean sort of very big, expensive films, but films that you sort of just make because you fancy making a film. But, I mean, the only thing is that already having got the kind of sort of image that we've got, if any of us wanted to do anything like that, we would tend to get sort of beaten down because people would say, oh, look, you know, he's not trying that old trick of making a film, or, you know, he's not going classical. You know, and it sounds like that. But the only thing is that I thought exactly like that about people who did that too. I always used to think, you know, oh, there he goes, you know, going the same old path they all go, all round entertainers, you know. But it's just that you find that there are some things which are just as interesting as what you've been doing, you know, for a certain amount of time.
Right. Let's sort of get on to if we can, a kind of domestic level, Paul. The other three boys, being married, need or sort of choose to have sort of large-ish houses.
Yeah.
What about you for a pad? What's your ideal?
I've bought a house. I love it, you know. Mm. I love houses. I always have. You know, I always like going to visit people and seeing their houses and things. Because I don't know, it's always the character of houses gets me. You know, you go into a small house and it's that kind of character. Yeah. It's still great, you know. Mm. You go into a big house and it's completely different, and I don't know, they're things on their own anyway.
What sort of house have you bought?
A big one, because I like big houses. And it's an old one, because I like old houses.
And it's in town, is it, or near?
Well, it's near.
Are you by and large sick and tired of travelling, or would you still like to do more?
I don't like travelling. I never have liked travelling. You know, I never liked travelling as a kid in someone's car or something, you know. I always got sick. But I don't get sick anymore, I just don't like it, you know. I get sick of it.
Yeah.
And I don't care how many statistics they produce, I'm still a bit nervous about flying, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
So you wouldn't want to take that up?
It's funny you should say that. Because I had a go of a plane. You know, some fella gave me a go of a plane. And he was a sort of trained instructor and things, so he just said, you know, I'll give you a lesson. Mm. And I was flying it. And it was different then.
Mm.
Because, you know, when you're a driver and you're in the back seat of someone else's car, and they're driving, you know, I'm terrified, you know, I don't like it unless I'm driving, because I'm not worried about whether we're going to crash if I'm driving. Mm. And it was like that with the plane, it was fantastic. So, you know, that may be
pattern,
a great thing.
I think, so really, you'd say you're a doer and not a watcher?
I think so, probably. Mm. I think I'm a watcher up to a point. I like watching until I think, you know, it'd be good to do, or, you know, I might be able to do that and get something out of it. I mean, enjoy it, you know. That's what it is, you know.
Well, I hope you go on doing things that you get pleasure out of, and I'm sure we shall for a long time. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here, he turns them off when dawn is near.
the little man we loved of long ago. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
What? 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 What?
Shoo-be-doo-be-wa, doo-wa, be-wa-be-wa-be, shoo-be-doo-be-wa.
And the three